best.
Jay and Dave, on air weekdays and online now at cfmmackay.com.au.
Jay and Dave for breakfast.
Oh, look who decides to roll in at 5:45 this morning. Hello, Dave.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, Sorry about that.
You know that our day starts at like 3:30 a.m.
Yeah, I do. Sometimes alarms just don't go off.
But you are Dave Peters, so you can just sleep in if you like and just turn up when you want.
If only. If only that was the case. If only I was like Bob Carr and just started making demands from my diaries.
What is the whole debacle with that Bob Carr thing? Seriously.
Oh, he's decided to go on a bit of a rant. He's released a book, okay? His diaries of being a...
Memoirs. Tropical Cyclone Ita, Category 5. Nobody expected this to get so intense so fast. It crosses the coast later this afternoon. We're all watching with hope and, I guess, that things aren't as bad as what they can be.
Yeah, well, look, one person that's on the ground who knows everything that's going on at the moment, he's right up to date from Channel 9, Joel Dry. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, Joel, what's the latest in Cairns? You're based in Cairns at the moment. How's the feeling up there, mate?
I think you hit it on the head with your intro that no one really expected this storm to be so intense and perhaps to strike this far south. When we first got into Cairns yesterday, there was still plenty of backpackers, tourists and locals out on the Esplanade and at the lagoon here just soaking up really the last moments of calm. That was before Cairns had been under a cyclone warning. It was just a cyclone watch. Late yesterday afternoon, a new tracking model was issued and new updates were given out to include Cairns in that cyclone warning, and even more so overnight, that the modelling has shown that it's definitely in the danger zone. So I guess the mood, much like the weather, has started to darken here. And there wasn't a lot in the way of preparations from people. They were probably a little bit apathetic to the threat. Mm. Now, today, we're starting to see people really kick into gear. The hotels, the backpackers, the bars, they're all issuing information to their guests about where the strongest rooms in their facilities are and just stressing the message that this is a very real danger and people need to take it very seriously.
Now, Campbell Newman's in Cairns at the present time, and he's mentioned those that live in houses that were built before 1985, you should maybe look at catching up with friends, so to speak, and staying with them for a little while or go to one of the shelters, yeah?
Yeah, that's correct. We just had a chat to the Premier 5 minutes ago, and he stressed that point again, particularly for the communities north of here. I mean, Cooktown is looking in a real spot of bother. It's at almost the epicentre of where this cyclone is due to strike the coast. It's a small community, but perhaps one that's not as well suited to cope with such a large storm like perhaps here in Cairns. So for those people up there, it's really going to be important that they look to get to that cyclone shelter if their homes aren't up to it. And that message remains the same for people down here in Cairns, that if you do have an older home, you need to, as you said, make friends quickly with someone that does have a more sturdy home, or look up the information, get online and find out where your nearest facility is that will be able to ride out this storm.
Joel, have you been given any more info on the latest tracking map for this cyclone?
This is the difficult thing. There are two. Perhaps some of your listeners have seen two tracking maps. The one that's been issued by the Bureau of Meteorology, which has it crossing the coast north of Cooktown, and then starting to track left. There is some US Navy modelling that had a much different path. It had it sort of hooking left before the coast and really bouncing up and down along the far north Queensland coast and impacting places like Cairns. For your listeners in Mackay, probably the real threat is going to come from heavy rain that is expected right across the region. If that Bureau of Meteorology path is correct and it does turn left after crossing the coast, there will be large amounts of rain. I don't have exact figures, but we're talking in excess, 300 millimetres for places as far south as Mackay. So perhaps not the risk with the high winds, but certainly people need to be aware of potential flooding and the like.
Yeah, Joel Dry on the ground in Cairns this morning. Thanks for your time, mate, and stay safe up there, hey?
You're welcome.
You know something we haven't done for a very long time, Jay? I was thinking about this last night while going to sleep.
Mm.
Free Plug Friday. Do you remember doing that?
That's right. We used to do that. So if you had like a fete or an event or like, I know the Australia's biggest morning tea is happening today at council chambers.
Maybe you're having a barbecue or something for some reason.
Like a car wash or...
Yeah. Yeah, like a fundraiser or whatever.
Okay.
We should do that.
Free Plug Friday. Your chance to get it on the air now. Free advertising for a free plug. 13 27 10.
Call now and we'll plug them, say, after the break, after the news.
I reckon so. I know Troppo Markets are on this weekend, so write that down.
Okay, Troppo Markets, that's done.
That's the second Sunday of every month, isn't it? Yeah, second Sunday.
We've also got Craig Lowndes and Jamie Wincup at Autobahn.
Now, Lisa's got bingo in the valley. Is that right, Lisa? What's that all about?
It's this Sunday. Doors open at 10 a.m. Eyes down at 11.
Why do they always say eyes down with bingo? That's what I want to know. Why?
I think it's just a bingo terminology that they love to use, and just to get ready to look at your numbers, I guess.
Right. Can you still say two fat ladies?
I'm not 100% sure on that one, actually, but we are.
I think some clubs don't do that anymore, because apparently it's, like, politically incorrect, some people say.
I know. They do say that.
But it's a lot of fun, though. So what time does it start again there, Lisa?
It's 10. Doors open at 10 and eyes down at 11.
All right, so that's bingo in the valley. All right, thank you, Lisa.
Okay, thank you.
See you later. BYO Dobber Pen.
Fair enough.
Pens where you dob them down.
See, I've never played bingo before.
Judy's got a sausage chisel. What's the details there, Judy?
We've got a sausage chisel tomorrow at BCF from about when they open at 8:30, raising money for Relay for Life for the 12 WBT Commandettes team.
Ah, so you girls must be, or you guys as well that's in the team, must be pretty fit.
We try.
So, do you have a theme for your Relay for Life team?
We're just anything camouflage.
Okay, rightio. Yep.
Yeah.
Because that's what you need when you're walking around for 18 hours straight. It's camouflage.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. You want to go past people in a stealth mode.
All right.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, Judy, thanks for the call.
Okay.
See you later. Now, if you've got a free plug, just whack it onto our Facebook page.
Can I just do one more? Just had a chat with David. He's getting locked up over at Centro for Time for Kids.
Oh, they're doing it this weekend, are they?
Yeah. George Wade and the team up there, and David's from Woolies at the petrol station there.
If it's making entertainment news headlines...
Now that's entertainment.
It's in Access All Areas. And if it's not, it's about to.
All right. I'll start one off with something a bit lighthearted, okay?
Okay, let's go. What?
Ben Affleck taught his son about his private bits.
Well, you got to do it at some stage, don't you?
Every father has to do that. Now, Jennifer Garner, his wife, opened up to Jimmy Fallon about life at home with Ben Affleck and him teaching the kids absolutely everything.
Because he's so psyched to finally have a boy, male bonding, so he taught him about his P and his two N's. Every time we pass a dog who's walking on the street or if we're at a zoo or something, our poor little son is crouching down looking up and he's like, Mama, does Dad have a b- or a p- and two nuts?
All right, there you go. That's it.
Wow.
I've got a newfound respect for Ben Affleck.
I was going to say, probably easier to call it Franks and Beans, but anyway. All right.
That's funny.
Now, you know Katherine Heigl?
Wasn't she on one of those TV shows, the doctors and nurses shows or something?
Grey's Anatomy, but she was also in Knocked Up and those kind of things. You know,
right, okay.
Apparently she's a real diva. She was spotted outside a chemist.
Yeah.
Like shopping outside a chemist.
Sure.
Overseas. And that pharmacy used her photograph outside of the pharmacy as their advertising spiel, saying, right, Katherine Heigl shops here. And now she's slapping them with $6 million fine. Oh, she's suing them for that. And apparently she's one of the hardest actresses to work in Hollywood.
Wow. So...
like, she is the biggest diva around that there is to work with.
Funny, I don't even know who she is, really.
You'd know if you saw her. She was with... near Knocked Up.
Okay. What's her name? Katherine Heigl?
Katherine Heigl.
Grow up.
$6 million, man. I'd be buying drugs outside of the shop too for $6 million. Outside of the drug store, I mean. Not like...
oh, chemist, you mean.
That's exactly what I mean. Wow. The cop's going to come knocking on my door this afternoon now.
Now, the Twisted TV tune has been going for a couple of days now. This one, I can tell you, it is from the 1990s. And it is also a TV chat show. Have a listen again.
All right.
It's one of those ones where you go, once you hear the answer, you go, oh, of course it is.
Now, I thought it was Sally Jesse Raphael.
I had no idea who that is.
She has, like, big red glasses, but it wasn't her.
Right.
Leah, who are you saying it is?
Phil Donahue Show.
The Phil Donahue Show with those big glasses that he had.
Yeah, that's the one.
No.
All right, thank you, Leah. Let's go to Dylan this morning. G'day. Hello, Dylan.
G'day, Dylan.
Hi, Greg.
What do you think it is?
Maury Povich.
Maury Povich. You are not the father. And you're not the winner either.
No, it's not right.
He was always trying to do those tests, wasn't he?
DNA testing.
Yeah.
It's not right there. Dylan, hello, Carmel. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
What do you think the television show is?
David Letterman. The Letterman Show.
No, it's not David Letterman either.
Oh, bugger.
All right, Carmel. Let's take one more because we're being very generous this morning.
Donna, what do you think it is?
Ricky Lake.
Oh, there's another one I haven't seen in a long time. No, it's not Ricky Lake.
Not Ricky Lake. Oh, shame.
All right. No. See you later.
Okay, being a Friday, can I give an obvious clue away?
There's not many talk show hosts that are left in the USA. I think we've just gone through them all.
Let's just say this was the creme de la creme of talk shows. And leave it at that.
All right, Monday after 7:30, the TV Twisted Tune will play again.
Are you ready, Jay?
Go for it.
These are brilliant. Movie nights at the Gordon White Library tonight, 6 o'clock, okay? They're playing the Hunger Games.
Oh, that's it. The kids love those games, by the way.
Fantastic, that movie, yep. And how about this one at Paxton's Creative Space at 2 o'clock today? They can design and make their own superhero costume. Da-da-da-da-da! You got to love that. That is awesome.
What superhero costume would you wear?
Well, I used to run around the caravan park where we used to grow up with a tea towel on the back. Just tucked in at the back.
You know what? That explains a lot. I'm not going to lie.
Well, I thought it was Batman.
If you want to get your kids involved in some school holiday activities, go to mycommunityconnect.com.au.
Just want to put it out there. Guess who's leading in the CFM footy tipping competition between you and I?
You. But you're winning out of the whole office. I don't trust you because you're actually the one compiling the tips. So how do we know that there's no dodginess going on?
Because I send an email to myself and put it into the folder for the footy tips as well. It's all legit.
I don't know about that.
Okay, the one that does
speculation.
the one that gives us the tips each week. He's a mad keen Bunnies fan. His name's Maroon. G'day, mate.
G'day, boys. G'day, Jay. Good to have you back, mate. I really enjoyed the fact that I've loved going out on your boat during your holidays, mate. But you know, I didn't know. They pay you blokes all right up there, don't they? That's a lovely big boat you got,
mate. No, it's pretty big. You know, I like to get out and just relax a bit. You know,
it was a rental. Come on.
Mate, don't reveal all the secrets. Let me tell you. All right, round six, mate, with football. I got to say, it's getting into the juicy end of the competition, isn't it?
Well, there's been some good results. It's been very lopsided in parts. I think we just need to stop talking about the bloody wrestle, the slowdown, and the play of the ball, and all this rubbish, and get on with how good the game has been in the last five or six rounds, because it's been great to see some of the also-rans from last year, e.g. Parramatta, really making a fist of 2014, boys.
Yeah, I tell you what, it's a faster game now, too. Now, it kicks off tonight. It's the local derby, the Titans and the Broncos.
Yeah, look, the Titans always, they're not the little brother anymore, I guess. And, mate, I did see the Broncos game last week, and, they're a very competitive side in 2014. The Titans, though, I'm going to go off the back of last week, and I think they'll have a bit of momentum, but I'll take the Titans for this one.
It's hard to imagine that they're actually leading the competition at the moment, too. The other game tonight is the Panthers and the Bunnies.
Well, I was at a game in 1980. You blokes probably weren't born then, at the old Redfern Oval. South beat the Panthers 59-9, and I think that us members of the Rabbitohs Football Club will be looking for a similar result tonight. Rabbitohs by 40.
The Saturday games.
Wow.
The Raiders versus the Knights.
I'm calling this one. You can hear that game with me on tomorrow. Raiders, Knights, Raiders at home. I'll take Raiders.
The Eels versus the Roosters. This is going to be a cracker of a game too.
Yeah, well, it's going to be a real test for the Eels. Can they stay with the Roosters for 80 minutes? Perhaps the Roosters might. Look, even when the Roosters lose these days, they still keep their opposition to under 10 points. Aren't they awesome? Their defence is awesome. Mm. Their online defence, scrambling defence. Boys, I'm going to take the Roosters.
The Tigers versus the Cowboys. This is going to be a good game to look at as well on Saturday. Yeah, it is Saturday.
Yes, I'm calling that one as well, boys. Two games in a row. I might have enough money this week for some steamed dumplings and a Crown Lager, but I think I'll take the Cowboys with this one.
You're dead to
good
me,
man.
Maroon.
No,
you're
good
dead
man,
to me.
Good man.
The Warriors versus the Bulldogs.
Mate, just as an aside here, Dave, I'm not going to tip the Tigers again all year, okay?
Okay, fair enough.
I'm not going to tip the Tigers again all year.
You'll be sorry.
I'm going to take the Warriors here.
The Seagulls versus the Sharks. You've got to think the Seagulls for sure.
Oh, look, I think so, mate. I think that the Sharkies will be out of their depth. They're just going to have to do the best get all this Asada rubbish behind them, find out who's playing for them in 2015, and as they say, move forward.
Now, the last game is on Monday night, footy. It's down at Melbourne, the Storms against the Dragons.
The Storm against the Dragons. Now, this is going to be an interesting one. We all go back to that 99 grand final, and then who remember, ever forget the year later when the Melbourne put 70 points on the Dragons. But the Dragons are a lot like Parramatta, and I guess with all due respect, a lot like Broncos this year, where they're going to be a lot better than they were last year, but I just can't see the Dragons beating the Storm.
Well, that wraps it up for round number six. Maroon, thanks, mate.
Go the Bunny.
Had to squeeze that in there, didn't you, hey?
A lot of people are really looking forward to meeting Jamie Wincup as well as Craig Lowndes. We had Craig on the show earlier this morning. And we're giving away, courtesy of Autobahn, with their grand reopening at Greenfields, by the way, two merchandise packs valued at $200 each. They've got the shirts that are signed by the fillers, a whole heap of other stuff in there as well. Should we give one of them away now?
Well, Matthew is one of our winners, so he didn't get onto entering his phone in time, but he has won that prize pack.
Congrats, Matt.
And Helen, how are you this morning?
Oh, good, thank you. How are you?
Very well.
Yeah, pretty good after hearing your voice.
Oh, there you go.
But I reckon it's going to get even better for you too, because guess what?
What?
You've just scored a $200 merchandise pack with one of the shirts in there too, the signed shirts with the guys from 888 Racing.
Cool.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
See you later. There you go.
Lucky things.
Done and dusted. There you go. Make sure you wear your Jamie Wincup and your Craig Lowndes shirts proudly.
Yep. So if you want to go meet the guys too, by the way, Greenfields, the place to be tomorrow. You're going to be down there live, broadcasting live as
certainly
well.
Certainly will be with a grand reopening.
Yep. Autobahn, the guys there, congratulations. Great work getting back there too.
Now, tomorrow, we'd love to see you there from 10 a.m. with Jay and Dave.